26. In the 6 months, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting might be this. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have been found with favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be a great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over those house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has always also conceived a son, and this is the 6 months with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Matthew 1:18 until 25, the birth of Jesus Christ. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary has been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And this took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken to the prophet: "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called this name Jesus. Luke 2:1 until 21, the birth of Jesus Christ. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be registered, each to his town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him into swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn, the shepherds and the angels. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you: you will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising Lord God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see the things that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And then when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told him. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, and it has been told them. And the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. John 1:4-5. In him was life, and the life was the light of the men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面：他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵那里怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明羞辱她，想要暗暗把她休弃。正思念这样的事情时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟。”不要害怕，只管娶你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕从圣灵那里来，她将要生出一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他将要自己的百姓从罪恶里救赎。这一切的事是要应验主先知所述的话，说必有童女怀孕生子。人们要称他的名为以马内利。约瑟醒来，起来之后就遵循着主的使者吩咐，把妻子娶过来。只是没有人与他同住。等他生下儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。当那些日子，该撒隐谷市有谕旨下来，叫天下人民都报上册。这是居里。做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次报名册上的事，众人皆归城报上名册。约翰也从加利利的约拿烂城去大卫的城，名叫伯利翰，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报上名册。那时玛利亚已经怀孕，在那的时候，玛利亚的产期到了。就生下头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马厩里，因为客店里没有其他地方。在伯利亚之野旁边的牧人夜间看着其他羊群，有主的使者站在旁边，主的荣光照着他们，牧羊人就很害怕。那天使者对他们说：“不要害怕，因为大卫在城里生下了救主，就是主耶稣。”你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号。忽然有很多人赞美神，在至高之处荣誉归于神，在地上平安归于他所悦之人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人对彼此说：“我们在伯利恒看看所发生的事情，就是主所明示我们的。”他们既然出去，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽。既然看见，就把天使论这孩子的话传开。凡听见，就诧异于牧羊之人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切事情存在心里，反复思量。牧羊人回去之后，因所见的一切事情，正如天使所他们说的，归于荣耀与神，赞美他。满八天时就给孩子行割礼，起名叫耶稣，这就是没有成胎之前天使所赐之名。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。 光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。大家好，我是主播 Kiki，今天是2024年圣诞节特别节目，祝愿所有听众2025年平安喜乐。现在让我们一起来讨论一下耶稣的降生。和此前节目略有不同的是，下面是 Ingrid 对圣诞耶稣这一重大历史时刻的讲解，后面则是我对 Ingrid 姐姐的相关问题采访。欢迎大家在评论区留言并讨论。Hello everyone, I'm the host Kiki. Today is the 2024 Christmas special program. I wish all listeners peace and joy in next year. Now, let's talk about the birth of Jesus. Slightly different from the previous program, the following is Ingrid's sister's explanation of this important historical moment of the birth of Jesus. And then, the following is my interview with Sister Ingrid on related issues. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion.
Hello everyone. Today we have looked on the text of several evangelists for to get the whole story about the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem, Judea.
大家好，今天我们查阅了几位福音传道者的文字，以便了解耶稣基督在伯利恒犹大的诞生整个故事过程。
First, the angel Gabriel came to Mary and announced her that she will become pregnant and the Messiah will be born of her.
首先，天使加百利来到玛利亚面前，向她宣告，她将受孕。弥赛亚将由他而生。
Here we have a very important detail that we already read in the Gospel of John. Jesus Christ did not begin to exist when the Holy Spirit came over her and the power of the Most High was overshadowing her.
这里有一个非常重要的细节，我们已经在约翰福音中读到，当圣灵降临到他身上，并且由至高者的力量笼罩着他时候，耶稣基督还没有开始存在。
We learned that Jesus Christ has no beginning, and we learn both in the Gospel of John and in the Epistle of Paul that Jesus was there when the earth was created. When he came down to earth, he was incarnated, and John says it clearly in his epistle. Anyone who does not confess that Jesus Christ came in flesh is a deceiver and the Antichrist, who is the enemy of God.
我们已然了解，耶稣基督是无始的。我们在约翰福音和保罗书信中都已经了解到，当世界被创造的时候，耶稣就在那里；当他降临人间的时候，他化身为人。约翰在他的书信中明确表示，凡不承认耶稣基督化身为人的人，都是骗子。和敌对者，他们是上帝的敌人。
So when we look around on earth, we have the stable, we have Mary and Joseph and the little Jesus boy in the manger. But if we don't confess that this little boy came from heaven, we are a deceiver and we are not a child of God. Well, today a lot of people reduce Christmas on Santa Claus, which has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas.
所以，当我们环顾地球的时候，我们发现，当他降临的时候，出生在马厩里，有玛丽和约瑟夫，还有马厩里刚刚出生的小男孩耶稣。当我们不承认这个小男孩来自于天堂，我们就变成了一个骗子，我们就不是上帝的孩子。好吧，今天很多人把圣诞节归结为圣诞老人，而这与圣诞节实际上完全无关。
Mary agreed with the angel that she will be the mother of the Messiah without asking what will be with her when her fiancé finds out that she was pregnant. She overleft it all worries and questions to God, who always has a perfect plan. Let us go with the story in the Gospel too of Matthew. While Joseph considered to leave Mary in secret, God sent an angel to talk to Joseph in a dream that he should take Mary home and live with her.
玛利亚同意天使的话，她将成为弥赛亚的母亲。但是她没有追问，当她的未婚夫发现她怀孕的时候，她将会受到怎么样的待遇？她把所有的担忧和疑问都交予了上帝。上帝实际上早已赐予了一个完美的计划。让我们继续马太福音中的故事。当约瑟考虑秘密离开玛丽的时候，上帝早早就派了一位天使在梦中与约瑟说话，让他把玛丽带回家，并和他一起继续生活。
So they got married, but Joseph did not touch her until Jesus was born. After the birth of Jesus, they had a normal marriage with more children, not only Jesus. The interesting in this part of the story was that God gave the instructions to Joseph not to marry, what they shall do and what will happen. In a household, always the husband is the most responsible, and that is why God talked to Joseph what he should do with Mary and later that they shall flee to Egypt.
所以最终他们结婚了，但约瑟直到耶稣出生才接触他。耶稣出生之后，他们的婚姻非常正常，不仅有了耶稣，还生出了更多的孩子。故事这部分最有趣的地方在于，上帝给约瑟进行指示，而不是给玛利亚指示他们应该做什么，以及会发生什么。在一个家庭中，丈夫总是最负责任的人，这就是为什么上帝告诉约瑟他应该如何对待玛利亚。后来，他们最终逃亡了埃及。
We return to the Gospel of Luke. There we get more information about the night when Jesus was born. In the old prophecies, it was written that the Messiah has to be born in Bethlehem. Joseph and Mary came from Nazareth in Galilee. But just in the time when the Messiah was to be born, there was a census in Bethlehem where Joseph and Mary had to go to be registered because they were dependents of the King David. There was no space in the hostel, so they had to give birth in a stable, and Jesus was laid in a manger.
让我们回到路加福音，在那里我们得到更多关于耶稣圣诞降临的事情。在古老的教会当中，当写到弥赛亚必须出生在伯利翰，约翰和玛丽来自加利利的拿撒勒，但就在弥赛亚即将出生的时候，伯利翰已经有了另一个人，约翰和玛丽必须去那里登记。因为他们是大卫王的亲戚，当时住的地方实际上空间不够，所以玛利亚不得不在马厩里生下耶稣，而耶稣则被放在马厩里。
First of all, this shows how much God humbled himself. Second, Jesus was the Lamb of God, so he was there in the stable when the other sheep had gone out. The sheep were with their shepherds on the field, and when the angels announced the birth of the Messiah to them, with the words, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased," they came to the stable for to see what happened. They saw the little family and the Messiahs in the manger and returned glorifying God for what had happened.
首先，这表明上帝多么谦卑；其次，耶稣是上帝的羔羊，所以当其他羊群出去的时候，他却依然留在马厩里。羊群和牧羊人一起生活在田野当中。当天使向他们宣告弥赛亚诞生的时候，他们说：“荣耀归于至高之处的上帝。”地上平安则归于他所喜悦的人。他们来到马厩，看看发生了什么。他们看到马厩里的小家庭和刚刚诞生的弥赛亚。 回来之后为所发生的事情而赞美上帝。
So it is up to us. Will we take this Messiah as our personal savior and become a child of God and live in the light, even we never will be perfect here on earth? Or will we remain in the darkness and move our back to the newborn Jesus, who has died 30 years later for us on the cross for to be God's lamp that washed away the sin of the world?
所以，这最终取决于我们，我们是否会接受这位弥赛亚作为我们个人的救世主，成为上帝的孩子，最终生活在光明当中。即使我们在地球上永远不会完美，或者我们是否会继续留在黑暗当中，请回到新生的耶稣身边吧。30年之后。这个人为了我们的死，为了我们的罪，而最终死在十字架上，成为上帝的羔羊，而他则洗清了世人的罪孽。Okay, based on above Bible study content, now let me ask sisters some related questions. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. The first one. Who announced the birth of Jesus to Mary, and what was Mary's response? 谁向玛利亚宣布了耶稣的诞生？玛利亚又是如何回应的呢？
The angel Gabriel announced to Mary the birth of Jesus, and Mary said, in other words, God, I am your servant. Do with me like you would like to do.
天使加百利向玛丽宣告耶稣的降生。玛丽，换句话说，上帝，我是你的仆人，请按照你希望的方式来对待我。Next question, sister. How was Mary chosen to be the mother of Jesus? Why chosen her, not other woman? 玛利亚是如何被选为耶稣的母亲的？为什么选择她而不是其他人呢？
It was important that she was a descendant of King David, and her fiancé is descendant of King David too.
很重要的一点是，玛利亚是大卫王的后裔，而她的未婚夫约瑟也是大卫王的后裔。
To King David in the Old Testament, it was promised that his throne would last forever.
旧约当中对大卫王的许诺是，他的王位将永远存在。
Of course, his throne here on earth terminated because the time of kings of Judah in the Old Testament terminated with the destroying of the Temple of Solomon and the exile in Babylonia.
当然，最终大卫王在地球上的王位已然终结，因为旧约中犹太王国的时代随着所罗门圣殿的摧毁而和流亡，最终而导致终结。
But when God promises something, he fulfills it. So when there was no throne of King David on earth, Jesus the Messiah, as a descendant of King David, will sit on the throne in heaven forever.
正当神应许了某件事，他则会实现它。所以，当大卫王的宝座不在地球上的时候，耶稣，他作为大卫王的后裔的弥赛亚，将永远坐在天上的王座。
Another thing was that God said to one of the kings, "You never will have more children on the throne of David," and this was one of the kingly lineage. But God is Almighty. Joseph did not get the blood of David directly. He inherited from Mary, who was direct descended of the throne of David.
另一件事情是，上帝对一位国王说：“你永远不会有更多的孩子登上大卫王的宝座，而这是王室的血统之一。”但上帝是万能的，约瑟并没有直接继承大卫王的血统，他继承了玛利亚的血统，而玛利亚则是大卫王宝座的直系后裔。
To prove all this, the evangelists Matthew and Luke wrote down the genealogical tree both from Mary and from Joseph.
为证明这一切，福音传道者马太和路加写下了从玛利亚到约瑟的家族族谱。
The Gospel of Matthew was written for the Jews, so we find the genealogical tree from Abraham to Mary.
马太福音是为犹太人而写，所以我们找到了从亚伯拉罕到玛利亚的整个家族族谱。
The Gospel of Luke is dedicated to the Gentile people, so we find in Luke 3 the genealogical tree from Joseph back to Adam. So the couple of Joseph and Mary matched exactly to the requisites that the prophet spoke before, and so Mary became the mother of Jesus.
路加福音是敬献给外邦人读的，所以我们在路加福音第三章中找到了从约瑟到亚当的历史关联。因此，约瑟和玛利亚这对夫妇完全符合先知此前所述的条件。因此，玛利亚成为了耶稣基督的母亲和唯一的人。Next question, sister. What did the angel tell Joseph in his dream about Mary and her child? 天使在梦中对耶稣说了关于玛利亚和他孩子的怎么样的描述呢？
Joseph thought, why is his fiancée pregnant? It is obvious that he thought that Mary has been unfaithful, and his plan was to leave Mary. That is why the angel had to talk to him and to explain what happened.
约瑟当时想的是，为什么他的未婚妻会怀孕呢？很明显，他当时认为玛丽不忠于他，而他的计划则是要离开玛丽。这就是为什么天使必须和他解释这件事情的原因。Next question. Therefore, sister, what name was Mary and Joseph instructed to give their child? And what does it mean? 玛利亚和约瑟被指示给孩子取什么样的名字呢？而这个名字又如何做解释呢？
They were instructed to give the name Jesus because he will save his people from sin. Another name for Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
他们当时被指示要起耶稣这个名字。因为他将拯救他的人民脱离罪恶。耶稣另一个名字是以马内利，以马内利解释起来就是上帝与我们同在。Next question. Why did Joseph and Mary travel to Bethlehem before Jesus was born? 为什么耶稣出生前，约翰和玛利亚要去伯利恒呢？
In those days was a decree from Caesar Augustus, the governor of the Roman Empire. All people had to go to their own city. Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth in Galilee, but her city was in Bethlehem, the city of David, since they were descendants of David. There they had to go for enroll themselves.
当时，罗马帝国的总督凯撒·奥古斯丁颁布了一项新法令，所有人必须去自己所出生的城市。玛丽和约瑟夫住在加利利的拿撒勒，但他的出生城市是伯利恒，大卫之城，因为他们是大卫的后裔，所以他们必须去那里登记。
We see here again an event that not occasional happened, but has a higher plan. Because the Messiah was prophesied to be born in Bethlehem, but be called the Nazarene. Everything that God does has been planned exactly with all details before.
我们在这里再次看到一个偶然事件的发生，但有一个更高的计划。因为弥赛亚被诗意地描述为出生在伯利恒，但被称为拿撒勒人，上帝所做的一切都是事先精心计划好的，所有的细节都是如此。 Nice question. Sister, where was Jesus born and why was he laid in a manger? 耶稣是在哪里出生的呢？为什么他当时被放在了马厩之中呢？
Jesus was born in Bethlehem. There was no place in the inn, so they had to spend the night in a stable and put the baby in a manger.
耶稣出生在伯利恒，当时的客栈里没有多余的地方，他们只好在马厩里过夜，并且把婴儿放在了马槽里。
But there is a higher meaning. Since Jesus is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world, he was put in a place where animals were put. And of course, God humbled himself so much that he agreed with a manger as his bed when he was born.
但实际上还有更深层的含义，因为耶稣是除去世人罪孽的羔羊，所以他被安置在某个地方，那里的动物也与他同在。当然，上帝是如此的谦卑，以至于他已然同意在马槽里出生时将马床作为他的婴儿床。Next question: How did the shepherds learn about Jesus' birth? And what was their reaction? 牧羊人是如何得知耶稣降临的？他们又有什么样的反应呢？
Angels appeared on the field. There they were pasturing their sheep. So they said, "Let us go and see what happened in Bethlehem."
天使出现在田野上，他们正在那里放牧羊群，于是他们说。我们去看看伯利恒发生什么样的事情吧。Next question. What was the significance of the angel's announcement to the shepherds? 天使对牧羊人的宣布具有怎样的意义呢？
At the moment when Jesus was born, mankind had no peace with God because sin stood between them. The angels announced that the Messiah has come that will bring peace to everyone who receives him as a savior.
耶稣诞生的那一刻，实际上人类与上帝之间还没有解决冲突，因为罪孽始终存在于他们之间。天使宣告弥赛亚已然到来，他将为所有接受他的人而带来和平。Next question: What did Mary do when she heard everything that the shepherds shared? 当玛利亚听到牧羊人所述的一切的时候，她做了什么样的举动呢？
She kept the words in her heart.
她把所有这些话深深地藏在了心底。The last question, sister, what does John say about Jesus being the light of the world and why he saw like died? 耶稣福音。如何结束的？而耶稣怎样成为世界的光？他为什么这样会想呢？
Jesus is the life and the light. When we come to Jesus, the darkness cannot overcome him.
耶稣是生命，是光。当我们来到耶稣面前，黑暗就不能胜过他。
On that day, then Jesus was crucified. It seems that the darkness had won, but the truth was that Jesus rose again and has overcome the darkness.
耶稣被钉在十字架上的那一天，看上去黑暗已然胜利，但事实是，耶稣复活了，他最终战胜了黑暗。
If we choose to live with Jesus in the light, the darkness has no power over us. Often people think that is a fight between God and the devil, but no, God is almighty and the creator of all. The devil is a created being too, and even he is small, he does not have such power as God.
如果我们选择与耶稣一起生活在光明当中，黑暗就无法控制我们。人们常常认为这是上帝和魔鬼之间的斗争，但事实并非如此。上帝是万能的，是万物的创造者。 魔鬼也是被创造的生物，即使他非常聪明，他也没有具备上帝那样的力量。
All is our decision. Are we walking in the light and be safe in Christ, or are we staying in the darkness and go at the end of time to hell with the devil and his angels?
所有的一切最终都取决于我们自己的决定。我们是选择行走在光明当中，并在耶稣基督里得到拯救，还是在黑暗当中最终选择与魔鬼共存，并且下地狱。
This will be the loneliest place we can meet in universe, because love and fellowship and peace, all those things that make our soul happy, belong to God, the Holy Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
这将是我们在宇宙中相遇时最孤独的时刻，因为爱、友谊和和平，所有这些让我们灵魂快乐的事物都属于上帝，属于主，属于圣灵。
I wish all our listeners a merry Christmas and that they learn to live in the light in the presence of God Father, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit who reminds us on Jesus' words.
我们祝愿所有的听众圣诞快乐，并希望他们通过圣灵学会在天父耶稣基督面前而生活，永远出现在光明当中，而圣灵则会让我们铭记耶稣的教导。好啦，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2024年冬至快乐，圣诞节快乐，我们下期再会。